Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to Quipscope, the show where we talk about a brand new game. My name is Ashton.
And my name is James.
James Jenkins!
Who?
Oh my gosh. He's back again for another game. What game have you been playing?
It's a super easy to explain game called Lemnisgate.
Super easy to explain.
I've played a little bit
of this as well. It came out on Xbox and Xbox Game Pass. And was it also on PC?
It's on PC, available on Game Pass as well. And I believe it's also available on PS4.
Wow, so it's everywhere. So, James, I know you've written a way of trying to explain this game. Can you explain Lemnisgate as quickly as you can?
No. No, okay, so Lemnisgate is a turn-based strategy FPS taking place in a time loop. Mm-hmm. So basically playing as either 1v1 or 2v2. Each turn you control a different operative with unique weapons and skills, and you aim to complete objectives or just kill the enemy. But each turn is layered into the same 25 seconds. And so you can affect the actions of previous rounds, previous characters, either saving or killing them from earlier turns, basically just altering the flow of time. Ooh. And yeah, it's kind of the 4D chess of arena shooters, I've written down.
Yeah, here. So there's like, eight or nine different kinds of character that are like different abilities. You know, the things of one of them's a rocket launcher guy, one of them's a robot, one of them has a machine gun.
Yeah.
And you just have to kill each other before the other one does. Because if you die, you still have a couple of seconds of your turn to continue to do things, don't you?
That's right, yeah. So you have like a few different sort of game types, and like, yeah, one of them is just sort of like deathmatch, and then you've got like capture certain objectives, like sort of variations on like capture the flag or like domination, where you just shoot these things and, you know, whoever shoots them more claims that point. But yeah, the different operatives, it's very cool how they've managed to, and I'm quite surprised how weirdly balanced it is. First of all, say is a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. Did you have a lot of fun?
I did have a lot of fun, yeah. But I only played a couple of games because it's something we'll talk about later on. But I thought it was really good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And at one point I was like giggling my way through it because I just kept killing my partner's characters before they killed my characters. And he was like, stop it!
God, stop being so good. Too professional. Yeah, it's one of those where I know what you mean, because like there were several points where I'm like, something clicked. I'm like, oh my God, yes, this is a master plan. And then it either like goes to crap or it works out perfectly, and either way I was just like, ah, this is amazing.
So there's a couple of different modes how it plays as well, isn't there? It's like you go, then I go, then you go, then I go, or then we go at the same time every single time. Did you get to experience both modes?
Yes, so I played both. As you say, there's like I think it's called like simultaneous
or
like turn-based. So yeah, despite it sort of advertising itself as a turn-based strategy, you do have that element of simultaneous. And I found that simultaneous is where, like, yeah, both players have take a turn at the same time. So each character is sort of, you're facing off against a live human opponent.
Yeah.
At least one. Yeah, it could be 2v2. But at that time, you're basically, I found that to be, like, more frenetic, but more, like, fun at the same time, because you have that added pressure of, okay, well, either I sort of take down somebody who went in a previous round and I know what they're doing and I can sort of easily deal with that.
Yeah.
But you've always got to like look over your shoulder and wonder like where's the actual human here?
Yeah.
Oh God. And several times I was like trying to enact, you know, a master plan that I just concocted in like a few seconds. And then suddenly I'm getting shot by the guy who's actually just focusing on killing me.
Yeah.
Instead of the objective, you fool.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun there. The turn-based, I played a little bit of that as well, but I played that. So I played it both on the PC and the Xbox. I only managed to play the turn-based on the Xbox. And
I was trying to play with my partner who we were doing it in a party. So there's 1v1 and 2v2. We were just trying to do 1v1 because we were just trying to try it out.
Yeah.
And we spent about 15 minutes, about the hour that we played of it, if not more, just waiting to get into a lobby, which is crazy because it was literally just us trying to play.
Yeah.
If we wanted to play simultaneous, mm-hmm. we could play perfectly fine. This was on PC,
okay,
by the way, so on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
We could play perfectly fine if we wanted to go into simultaneous, take maybe like 30 seconds. If we wanted to go into turn-based, we just couldn't get into a game, which is really crazy because,
so
like
weird.
I say, we were playing together. There was no, we weren't waiting for anyone else to join. It literally just, we needed a lobby to play in, essentially.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get in, so we didn't play any of the turn-based. So I played a couple of games of simultaneous. I played like two ones of the kind of capture the flag style game, and then one of the defend slash destroy, seek and destroy. Yeah, that's the one.
Exotic material.
But did you have any issues with getting into games? Because I know you were playing online just with other people.
Yeah. Same issues, honestly. Like, I thought it was maybe the PC version, so I didn't know if like crossplay was enabled for PC or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check, but I know it's an option for console. But it took, you know, a minimum sort of 2 or 3 minutes, which is mad because you're not looking to fill out like a 64 player lobby. You're looking for one other person minimum to play against. So that was a bit of a letdown. And then I switched over to the Xbox and thinking like, oh, it's on Game Pass and it's cross-play on on consoles. Should be easier to find a match. No, not a chance. but, yeah, I was waiting for maybe about 15 minutes total, maybe close to 20.
Yeah.
But then I switched over to ranked and it was fine. So I feel like everybody's just going on that, hey, it's a new game, let's get myself on a leaderboard. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So yeah, did you have any other issues with the game? I mean, I only had that one issue with sort of getting into the game, but I don't think I played it for long enough to find any other issues. Did you have any other issues with it?
Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me, actually. The other thing, I did have a pretty major issue very early on the PC, and it was a weird one. It was basically like display issues. It was fine playing sort of 1080, but I recently, you know, got a snazzy sort of PC and wanted to up it to 4K like a fancy boy.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, the display just flipped out. It just completely wigged out. It was went to full screen 4K and just would display as a smaller sort of window. It kept sort of clicking on that and it just wouldn't respond. And I could not for the life of me figure out how to make it work for about 15 minutes. And then for some reason, it just worked one time. So there are some weird issues to watch out for. It's definitely something to watch out for on PC. But then, you know, PCs can be a bit weird sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But did you enjoy it? Are you going to go back and play it again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I found that it's just really satisfying once you... It is, you know, we appreciate it. It's quite a difficult concept to get your head around, but it's so... it's so satisfying once you sort of get a game or two in and you think, right, okay, so each turn you can only use like one operative, and then you think, all right, what's the best one to use in this turn? I'll use the quick guy to get the objective, and then like later on, you know, to counteract someone else, putting down some like turrets or, mm-hmm. you know, sniping the guy, you could either like... So one time I sort of did a counter snipe and shot this guy. Another time it's, yeah, you could shield your friendly person, which is a lot easier said than done, because I tried that so many times and just missed them.
All the characters, all the operatives are quite fun to play as well. They all have their own like special ability and their own type of weapon. And obviously if you use maybe your rocket launcher one at the beginning, that's not great because you're not going to be able to use that later on. So it's like you have to think about which one you're using first and who you're going to play as, which is, I think, is a really interesting concept, because it makes you have to kind of, in the 2 seconds you get to figure out what operative you're going to get, you have to really think about it.
That's it. Yeah, it's a lot of strategy. Yeah, and you know, it's day one, and that might explain the sort of the lack of like, you know, the polish on the matchmaking obvious as well. But also, I have no doubt some people come up with some mad strategies. But that's the weird thing I found is like, it feels, at least in the early days, that they've balanced it fairly well.
And
just by virtue of like it being a 25 second sort of timer, and then you get a bit of time like in between to sort of check, so you can like hover around and sort of see what other people have done to formulate your plan, that sort of thing. And it's one of those, like, just because you don't have that long, every second counts. So if you say, for example, I was saying earlier, try and like protect one of your existing operatives that are already like sent out doing their thing, shooting a shield bubble at them, it's very difficult to hit them. But if you decide in advance, all right, I'm going to stop and stand still for a second to make it easier, well, you're wasting valuable seconds. You only got 25 of them.
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's just a lot of fun, very satisfying when it comes off. And weirdly, I found not even frustrating when you when you die, because you're just like, oh, that's clever.
You've not really got the time to be frustrated, because it's such a quick if you are into games that are very like quick fire but also require some kind of strategy, I would recommend this game.
Yeah,
I'm not really big on PvP anyway, but I would recommend this game. Would you recommend the game?
Absolutely. At this stage, there are some technical issues and matchmaking issues, which is a shame, because that can really kill like a sort of smaller multiplayer game before it even gets off the ground. Mm-hmm. So really, I really do hope it's on Game Pass, guys.
If
at all this really dodgy explanation of it has like convinced you, please at least check it out, because it's a lot easier to see in an action and to try it out than to, you know, listen.
It was
so much fun. There are so many instances I want to talk for like another half an hour about, oh, I did this, and then, you know, then they did that to counteract it, but then I put down like a turret and that killed the initial guy, and then boom, my first guy's alive. I didn't mention earlier, the when you die, it's not even a frustration in that respect, because, you know, A, you can sort of save your person in later rounds, and B, you sort of carry on in ghost mode.
Yeah, so you can like preempt that you might survive the next round and still do the thing that you need to do, like capture the flag or something.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Well, that's Lemnis Gate. So Lemnis Gate, more like let me kill you and then you go gate.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's good. Lemnis Gate, more like Lemon's Fate.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, if life gives you lemons with some bad matchmaking, you know, once you get in, you make lemonade out of it, and that's the fate of the lemons.
Amazing. Cool. Well, awesome. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back soon, and love you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.